Hello, Property Nomads. Hope you're doing well. We hope this episode gives you a lot of information about how to choose and find the right lettings agent for you. And you might be an experienced landlord. You might be just getting started in property. And unless you go down the route of managing yourself, which isn't for everyone, but it can be for people, then one of the biggest questions we get asked when we are out and about or networking or so forth is, how do I choose the right lettings agent for me? How do I get the right person in place to manage the rental property or rental properties? And there's no easy answer for this, but we're going to try and address this as best as we can on the podcast. So there's two ways in which you can manage your portfolio. And when I say portfolio, this could be one home, this could be 20 homes. It doesn't really matter. But a property is considered a portfolio for the benefits of this podcast. There's two ways to do it. Number one is you could manage it yourself. You could manage everything yourself, manage all the lettings, do everything yourself, be a proper hands-on landlord or landlady. So you can do everything yourself. So self-managing is number one. The second way is to work with a lettings agent. And if you go down the route of working with a lettings agent, then there are different property services that you could employ them to do, i.e. you could have a tenant-only search. So you've got a property, property's empty, you're happy to manage the sort of the day-to-day activity yourself, but you want to find an expert to to find a tenant for you. So you can employ a lettings agent to do that, and they will find a tenant for you and do all the paperwork they need to do, etc., etc., and there'll be a fee for that. Fine. Again, if you're going down the lettings agent route, you might find then that actually, rather than having a lettings agent just find a tenant, you want them to put the tenant into the property and manage the day-to-day activity of that. And that would normally be a fully it would normally be called a full service or fully managed service, something along those lines. And for that, that would be normally comes with a tenant find fee. And then there would be an ongoing percentage per month of the rent received. So, for example, you have a property, you let it out, it's £500 a month. The lettings agent fees on average would be around 10%, maybe 10% plus that. Now, there are going to be agents out there that charge less than that. There will be agents out there that charge more than that. And this is where it can be quite challenging when it comes to finding the right tenant. When it comes to finding the right lettings agent for you. So just to recap what we've got so far, you've got a property, you're looking to let it out. You don't want to manage the property yourself, so you're not going to self-manage. You're not interested in that. So you need to find a lettings agent. And then you don't want the lettings agent to just find the tenant. You then want the lettings agent to find the tenant and let the property and have it in the lettings agent's hands. Great. So this is where we're at so far. So how do you find the right lettings agent? Well, first of all, where is the property? Now, you might live in the south of England, but if you're property is in, I don't know, Middlesbrough, that's a bit of a distance for you to keep going back and forth. So how do you find the right lettings agent? You ideally want to have a lettings agent that's close to the property itself. So if you've got a property in Middlesbrough, or you've got a portfolio up in Middlesbrough, you live in the south, or you might even live in Middlesbrough, whatever it might be, you want to try and find a lettings agent that is local to that property. So you ideally want someone that's based in and around Middlesbrough or that geographic area. So you don't want someone from Newcastle managing your property in Middlesbrough, for example. They're just not that close to each other. You want someone in Middlesbrough that can manage that property in Middlesbrough. That is the ideal way. Secondly, then what you've got to look out for is this lettings agent part of a national chain, or are they independent? What we found over the years and what other people have found from when we speak to them at networking events is people prefer independent local lettings agents because there seems to be a better service there seems to be more knowledge, and those two things work in your favor. So you have a local lettings agent that isn't part of a big national chain. They're going to know the area. They're in that area. They live and breathe the area. They know what the people are like. They know what's working. They have the knowledge. Knowledge is power. That is what you're looking for. You are ideally looking for a local lettings agent, hopefully that's been around for a little while. They know the area. They know the streets like the back of their hand. Perfect. That is what you want. The challenge after that then comes down to how well do they work when they work with you? And this is where there's a bit of an element of the unknown, because you won't really know how that relationship goes until you enter into that relationship. So you might have a couple of meetings with lettings agent, a prospective lettings agent. You might have bring in a pack of biscuits, have a couple of cups of tea, cups of coffee, those sorts of things. And you want to start to build that relationship, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you want your property to be looked after. They would like to manage your property because it's a win-win scenario. You won't really know what they're like until you actually put a property with them. And that is a truthful answer. Some are going to be better than others, and this is where laying out your expectations is going to be very important as well. What do they expect of you as a landlord? What do you expect of them as a lettings agent? How quick are they to deal with maintenance? How do they deal with maintenance? What companies do they use? Have they got a good reputation? All of these sorts of things you should be asking yourself as well, but do ask the lettings agent. How quickly can they deal with things? How slow can they deal with things? Can you actually get in touch with your lettings agent? We've had challenges with that over the years as well. So no one's perfect. People will make mistakes. It is part of life. We've got to hold our hands up to that. Even if you live in the local area, it is still prudent to have a local lettings agent. Unless you are going to manage all of everything yourself, it's still prudent to have a local lettings agent. It's better for you, it's better for your portfolio, it's better for existing relationships as well. If you're completely new to property and you're not sure what's going on, then you probably want to ask your lettings agent or prospective lettings agents a few questions. And that might be based around what is their lettings process? What documents do they require? Maybe ask something, a few questions about the regulations. So, for example, you might ask questions about what are the energy performance certificate regulations and see what they say. How do they deal with gas safety checks, electrical safety checks? How frequent are they? Obviously, at the time of recording this, gas safety every year, electrical every 5, EPC every 10. There are no minimum requirements coming in at the time of recording for EPCs, but again, that could probably change over the long run. What's demand like in the area? What's going on? What's happening in the area? These are all things that you should know the answers to before you ask the questions. But if you ask the questions, then you can see who's giving you BS, as we say. And ultimately, you've got to put time in to start the relationship. Like any relationship in any walk of life, you've got to put the time in. But by asking these questions and by doing that, that will really help. Try and get feedback from other landlords or other homeowners, from tenants, even, to be fair, because even tenants will find that dealing with some agents is better than dealing with others. And then once you've done all of that, then you then go with your you've got to go with your instinct. So if your gut instinct says working with lettings agent X is going to be better, then absolutely superb. Go and work with lettings agent X. There's two big no-nos when it comes to dealing with lettings agents. And the big no-no number one is haggling too much on fees. So fees should range between for a fully managed and fully let service, fees could be anywhere between 8 to 12% plus VAT, maybe not plus VAT, depending on how the agent is set up. That is reasonable. Try not to haggle too much on fees. Okay, I appreciate you always want to get the best you can. Sometimes you get what you pay for, but don't try to haggle too much on fees, especially if you're only dealing with one property. If you're looking at sending a portfolio to someone, then of course there'd be a bit of leeway there. Secondly, is don't just go with the agent that can offer you the highest rent. We spoke about this in the last episode, actually, when there was a report out saying that 10 renters are applying on average for every property. Now, of course, that puts you as a landlord in a good position, but don't just go the agent that's offering you the highest rent. Because if you're new to property, they might just be doing that for to get you business. It's better to get the thing tenanted with the right tenant than it is to hold out for an extra £30 a month and then get a tenant in that's a disaster. As you know, if you listen to this and you're an experienced landlord, you know having the right tenant in the right place with the right rent is gold. It's pure gold. It's do not rock the boat if you don't need to. But of course, just like when you're selling a home, what people will do is say, oh, we can rent it out for X, and oh, that's £100 more than the next lettings agent. Oh, you need to go with us. Okay, maybe that might work, and that's for you to use your judgment. From experience, yeah, going with the agent with the highest rent doesn't always work. Again, it's about relationships. A property is a relationship business. It's a people business. Working with the right people is key. And I cannot stress enough that having the right tenant in the right property at the right price is absolute gold. That is like property kryptonite. It really, really is. Because if you look after your tenant, the tenant will look after you. Normally that's how that works. So don't haggle too much on the management fee of property. Also, don't just get sucked in by the lettings agent offering you the highest rent. It's like when you're selling a home, don't necessarily get sucked in by the estate agent that's saying giving you the highest valuation, because yeah, 9 times out of 10, that's not going to happen. So just be careful with that. So all of that being said, let's summarize. I appreciate I've been a bit waffly, but it's quite a crucial subject matter. Two ways that you can manage a portfolio. Number one, you can manage everything yourself. And you can do that by being as hands-on as you want, or you can create your own lettings agent. Fine. You could do that in one of two ways. If you want to be hands-off, then you will task the situation to a lettings agent. And you can do that one of two ways. You can get the lettings agent to find a tenant, and then you manage everything else. Fine, there's a fee for that. Or you go down the route of having a fully managed lettings experience. Again, questions you need to ask yourself and things that may make a difference is how close are you to your investment area or where this property is or your portfolio is? When you're looking for a lettings agent, you want to find someone that knows the area inside out, that's got good knowledge, good reputation. You can do that by asking a bunch of questions, look at all of the reviews that you get, not just from tenants, but from landlords, more importantly, when it comes to dealing with your lettings agents. Don't haggle too much on the lettings agent fee. You get what you pay for. And don't always get sucked in by the people offering the highest rent as well, because that doesn't always work out as well as you want it to. Again, the pure gold situation in property is right tenant, right property, right rent. And that works really well once you've got that in. We've had people in certain properties for years, and it's been very, very good for us. If you get the wrong people in at the wrong time with the wrong rent, it could be chaos. Really not a good situation to be in. So they're the things that you need to look for. Ultimately, at the end of the day, you then just go with gut instinct. You have to go with your gut instinct. We can say, oh, not fair for us to mention names. We're not going to do that. We have had our fair share of experiences over the years, 8 and a bit years of doing this. We've had really good situations. We've had not so good situations. We've had agents that have been better than others. We've had all sorts of agents work in all sorts of different ways. We've trialed, we've tested, and we always keep our eyes and ears open for what's going on and how the agents work with us and how we work with the agents. Because it's a two-way street. You've got to make sure you've got the right agent for you. And from an agent point of view, you've also got to make sure you're working with the right landlords as well. So again, property is a people business. It is a two-way street. But hopefully that helps. That should help if you are an experienced landlord. Also, if you're just looking to get involved and started in property as well. All of that information should help. As usual, thank you for listening to the podcast. A small favor, if you may, that is to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. Like the podcast as well. And do head over to our YouTube channel. Our content over there is different, and we're seeing the subscriber base grow nice and smoothly, which is absolutely superb. And again, that's all thanks to you taking action for liking and subscribing. But thank you very much. See you in the next episode.